Welcome to the Hour of Decision Online, and I'm Cliff Barrows, along with my co-host Bob Sauer. We're so glad you've joined us. We've got some exciting things to share with you today.
Thank you, Cliff. On this edition of Hour of Decision Online, Billy Graham teaches how surrendering your life to God can fill you with peace and courage.
If you have pardon from God, you can stand before anything in this world with peace in your heart. Because if you're ready to die, you're ready to live.
Don't miss Billy Graham's message coming up in just a few minutes. You're also going to hear from his son Franklin talking about the godly example his dad has been to him through the years.
The example spiritually in my life, always encouraging me to read the Scripture, to study the Scripture, to know the Scripture, to apply the Scripture to my life.
Stay tuned for more of our conversation with Franklin a little later in the program. Right now, Cliff, let's talk about the message we're going to hear. It comes from Billy Graham's 1983 crusade in Tacoma, Washington.
Right, and he talks about the blood of Christ and the importance of the blood, the purpose of the blood, the power of the blood. Boy, it's an exciting message. I've listened to it, and my heart has been warmed. My faith has been encouraged, and I'm thankful that the blood is available for all of us. So that's the message, and we're excited. We have some wonderful music today. Bev Shea singing The Love of God. Oh, a wonderful song, and nobody sings it like Bev. So let's enjoy it, folks. And we're so glad you've joined us for our online program today.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. Oh, and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. We can only see a little of the ocean as we stand on the rocky shore. But out there, beyond the horizon, there's more. There's more. And we can only see a little of God's loving, a few rich treasures from His mighty store. But out there, beyond the horizon, there's more. There's more. Could we with ink the ocean fill? Or were the skies of parchment made? Would every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above, would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky.
George Beverly Shea from the 1983 Greater Puget Sound Billy Graham Crusade in Tacoma, Washington. Let's listen now to Billy Graham's message, The Blood of Christ, from that same outreach.
Now tonight I want you to turn with me to the fifth chapter of the book of Revelation. The fifth chapter of the book of Revelation. these words, "And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?' And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, 'Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.' And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came, and he took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, 'Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. For thou hast made us kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.'" This is a picture of a scene that is going to take place someday in heaven at the throne of God. These 24 elders that you read about here represent the 12 apostles, and they represent the 12 tribes of Israel. The four beasts that it says is a mistranslation. It's four creatures, angelic beings, mighty beings of God, and they're at the throne of God. Nobody was worthy to open these seals because these seals held the secret of the past, present, and future of the human race. And God was going to show through these seals what is about to come upon the earth. And John saw that nobody was worthy to open them, and he wept. Then an angel came to him and said, "Don't weep anymore. There's somebody here worthy. He is the Lion. He's a lion. The Root of David hath prevailed." Then when John looked, he didn't see a lion. When he looked, instead of seeing a lion, he saw a lamb. A sacrificial lamb who had died. And this lamb was the only one in all of heaven, on all the earth, or under the earth, or in hell, that was able to open those seals. There was a period of silence, and then John weeping. No one able to open the book, and out of the midst of the throne came the Lion, but not in the form of a lion, but a lamb which had been slain, and the book was open, and it reveals the past, present, and future. The secret of the ages is out at last, and it says that by thy blood God has reconciled the world unto himself through the death of his only begotten Son. And they sang a new song. The music of heaven has centered around the cleansing and redeeming power of the blood of Jesus Christ. All heaven recognized at this moment that redemption was through and by the blood of the Lamb. Now, from the third chapter of Genesis, when man was in the Garden of Eden, and he broke God's law, and he rebelled against God, and he found out that he was naked, and God went out in the field and slew some animals and shed some blood in order to take their skins and cover their nakedness. From that moment on, blood has been shed as a symbol of our salvation. Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel had apparently been instructed as to how to worship God. And Cain paid no attention. He brought some vegetables to God as an offering. God rejected it. Abel brought a blood sacrifice, a calf, and offered it to the Lord. And God accepted it. And Cain grew very angry and very jealous of his brother, and he slew him, and that was the first murder. And blood again was slain, the first blood that was shed in anger. And war has been going on between brothers and the human race ever since, and Jesus said there'll be wars and rumors of wars till the end of time. And then we move over again and we see when Moses was down in Egypt trying to get the people out of Egypt and trying to get them into the promised land, and he was having these debates with Pharaoh. And you remember that God said, all right, tell them that I'm going to kill the firstborn in all of Egypt tonight, and tell the people, the Jewish people, to go out and slay a lamb without blemish and put the blood on the doorpost, and when I see the blood, I will pass over, not when I see their good works. And that was the beginning of Passover. The slaying of those animals and the blood. God didn't say when I see their good works or even when I see your ethnic background. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over. Now, there are several great words on the power and value of the blood around which the music of the angelic host in this fifth chapter of Revelation is gathered. The first word is redemption. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish. And if you are not under the blood, you are not going to go to heaven. You must be under the blood. Are you sure that that experience has been yours? You have to repent of sin and receive Christ into your own heart. Then the second word is remission, which means forgiveness. Matthew 26, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. And we go back again to the Old Testament. Hebrews quotes it. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness. The blood, you see, is a shadow and a type in the Old Testament. And it was sprinkled on the tabernacle, the vessels, the book, the congregations annually. And this action enabled God to forgive sin. Divine justice was satisfied, and divine mercy extended through the types of blood. And Jesus, in his death on the cross, made possible the forgiveness of sins and the extension of mercy at the same time. God stands ready to forgive.
God stands ready to forgive. Are you ready to ask for that forgiveness? You can do it right now, right where you are. And if you'd like more information, just go to the top of this page and click on Grow Your Faith. If you'd like to talk with someone, give us a call. Our number is 888-7-GRAHAM, 888-747-2426. You're listening to The Hour of Decision Online. I'm Bob Sauer, along with a host of our program, Cliff Barrows. We sat down recently with Franklin Graham to talk about the importance of dads. Here's our Mike McLean with what he had to say.
Franklin Graham has long felt profoundly blessed because he has two amazing fathers, one in heaven, one here on earth.
When I think of Father's Day, I'm always grateful for the father that my heavenly father gave me here on this earth. My father was always available to me as a son.
That caring love and attention has never stopped.
Even when I go see him today, he's always excited to see me. And he acts as though I'm the most important person in the world. And he does that really for all of his children. He's just a special man.
In short, says Franklin, Billy Graham has set the example of a godly father for him.
The spiritual leader that he is in the home. The example spiritually in my life. Always encouraging me to read the scripture, to study the scripture, to know the scripture, to apply the scripture to my life. So I'm very thankful to him. And as a father myself, I want to be an example to my children and to my grandchildren.
Franklin's sister and fellow evangelist, Ann Graham Lotz, talks about how God prizes and praises that kind of example.
2 Chronicles 16:9 says, "The eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen that one man who is fully committed to him."
You can hear Ann Graham Lotz's complete lesson a little bit later in this program. Franklin Graham was asked if he has advice for fathers.
I think when I look at advice for dads, is you have to be the same person in public as you are at home. You can't be two. And the importance of when you say yes, your yes is yes. When you say no is no. Your word has to be your bond.
We all know that fathers can have great influence in the lives of their children, but Franklin Graham reminds us that in the final analysis, there's one most important thing we need to show.
The importance that we are in the family as fathers to our children and our grandchildren, that we will be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ and to our Heavenly Father.
For Our Decision Online, I'm Mike McLean.
We're glad you're with us for this edition of Hour of Decision Online. In the message you're listening to, Billy Graham is teaching about the power that's found in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and specifically what it means for you. Let's listen now to the conclusion of his message.
Redemption, remission. Then there's another word associated with the blood, and that's justification. In Romans 5, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Again, the blood. And the dictionary defines justification to be free from blame, to be proven to be innocent. We cannot do it ourselves. It's impossible. You can work all your life and do good works and pay money to the church, but that won't justify you. The only thing that will justify you in heaven or upon earth or in hell is the blood of Jesus Christ. And justification means just as though you'd never sinned. Wouldn't it be wonderful as though you'd never committed a sin in your whole life? Well, that's what can happen tonight when you come to the cross. That's the power of the blood. And then another word associated with blood is cleansing. 1 John 1:7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, continues to cleanse us from all sin. When you come to the cross, not only does he cleanse all the past sins, but that blood is available for any present or future sins, so that you stand before God justified, ready to go to heaven. That's a marvelous thing to have happen to you. We're cleansed by blood in the spiritual realm. The process is that of repentance and faith. To all who would forsake sin, God offers a new chance. Then there's another word. There's redemption and remission and justification and cleansing. Then there's peace. Peace in the midst of a world filled with war. We're told that there are 40 wars going on right now in the world. And there's all sorts of wars in families. All sorts of wars between friends going on. In Colossians 1:20 it says, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. Because of that blood, we can have peace. There are three types of peace spoken of in the Bible. First is peace with God. You see, God says that because of our sins, we're at war with him. He makes peace at the cross. Then there's the peace of God that the Holy Spirit produces in you. When you come to Christ, you have a peace that you've never known before. Think of the restlessness in the world today. Among so many of us, the pressures that we live under. But to think of having peace in the midst of it all. And then there's peace between nations. And that's going to happen someday when Jesus comes back again. There's no war going on in the heart of those who really know Christ. If you surrender to him. Not only is there peace, but there's also another word, access. Access. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. We can come straight into the presence of God. We don't have to come through a third person. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Christ, by a new and a living way, says Hebrews 10. From the cross, the Lord said, it is finished. The veil in the temple was rent in twain. There was a veil between the people and God. But when Christ died, that veil was rent in two, and it's been rent ever since. And this was symbolic of the veil between God and man that had kept fallen man from having access to the Father. If you have pardon from God, you can stand before anything in this world with peace in your heart. Because if you're ready to die, you're ready to live. and you've already been pardoned because of Christ. So in the day of judgment, if we have Christ's free pardon for sin, we're not afraid of anything at the judgment. When I see the blood, it's pure. It'll cleanse from every sin, no matter what it is. The blood accomplishes three things. It satisfies God, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. You see, we sometimes refuse to rest where God rests. When the atonement has been made, God was satisfied. Nothing needs to be added to the demands of His holy nature. Divine justice was completely satisfied. We're constantly seeking to add merit or to combine work along with what Christ did on the cross. But you don't have to. It was all done at the cross and in the resurrection. Are you ready to meet Him? Though your sins were scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they were red like crimson, they shall be as wool. So we can say with Paul, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The second thing the blood does, it saves sinners like you and me. I'm a sinner, yes. I deserve judgment in hell, yes. But for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Oh, there's a tremendous sense of relief when I realize that He gave it to me, that my name is written in the book of life, that I know that I'm going to heaven. It liberates you from anxiety and fear. And how many of us live in anxiety and fear today? But it also does one other thing. It silences the devil. The Bible says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. You see, the Bible teaches a strange thing, and I don't quite understand all this now. I'll get some clergyman here to explain it to me sometime. But Satan is standing daily before the throne of God accusing us. He's the accuser of the brethren. He's saying, look at that Billy Graham, you see that? He didn't do that, he did that, he did this, he did that. He's accusing us all the time. But Jesus Christ is our advocate. He's my lawyer at the right hand of God the Father. He answers the devil and He reminds the devil that when He died on the cross, that took care of Billy Graham's sins. And there came a day when Billy Graham repented of his sins and received Christ as his own Savior. And Jesus said, look at that. And the devil has to back away and says, yes, he's under the blood. When I see the blood, I will pass over. Is the blood tonight sprinkled on the door of your heart? Will the judgment of God pass over you, or are you going to have to face the judgment of God? Which is it going to be?
And as He gave the invitation for people to put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and say, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Come into my heart. So many people stood and made their way to the front of the platform. What a thrilling sight it was. I shall never forget it. And we want to ask right now, if you would, where you are, just pray this simple prayer, but it's a meaningful prayer, a prayer from your heart. I will lead you, and just where you are, just pray it out loud. Oh God, thank you for your love for me. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and shed His blood for me. Thank you that my sins can be washed away in the blood of the Lamb. Come into my heart and save me now, right now, for Jesus' sake, and help me to follow you in the fellowship of the church. In your wonderful name, I humbly pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Cliff. You can learn more about your need for Jesus Christ by clicking on Grow Your Faith at the top of this page, or give us a call at 888-7-GRAHAM, 888-747-2426. You're listening to Hour of Decision Online.
The greatest need that you have right now as an individual is peace with God.
Join us for Peace with God as Billy Graham and Franklin Graham offer you a message of hope. Listen online or find a radio station near you that airs the program. Just go to the top of this page, click on TV and radio, and then on Peace with God.
We're going to see what the Bible has to say about the problems that we face in our world.
God loves you, and He's good.
Peace with God, what you need today. Click on TV and radio.
It's that time of year when we honor fathers. With that in mind, Billy Graham's daughter, Ann Graham Lotz, offers a biblical challenge for dads and for all men.
In a world of complacency, God wants men who are willing to hold firm convictions and the courage to stand up for them. In a world where anything goes, 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, "The eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen that one man who is fully committed to Him." Speak the truth. Walk with God when everyone else is running away from Him. Be an honorable husband and a committed father. God is looking for those who believe that what He says is more important than what anyone else says, that what He thinks is more important than what anyone else thinks. Think about it. This Father's Day, would you choose to be that one man God is looking for? Another Noah, another David, a Peter. Would you simply choose to be an ordinary man He can use for extraordinary purposes? This is Ann Graham Lotz.
Cliff, share with us what God taught you about being a dad.
Well, He taught me one thing, that there's no perfect father. I wanted to be, but boy, that was not possible. But Psalm 37:37 says, "Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace." And there is one perfect father, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, a wonderful story is the story when David killed the giant Goliath, and Saul was watching the whole thing, and he sent Abner down to get him and bring him back to his tent. And as he stood there before Saul, he had Goliath's head in his hand. And the first thing Saul said, "Tell me about your father." He recognized something in the faith, the courage, the discipline, the conviction of this young man that had to come from someplace. And he came from his dad, and he said, "His name is Jesse. He's your loyal servant, and he's a Bethlehemite." Well, I want to be a loyal servant of Jesus, but I want my son to be able to look up and say, "Dad, thank you. You promised, and you did it. Let's be an example for him." And I just want the Lord to make me realize, even at 91 years of age, that I'm still not too old to try to be an example to my grandchildren, to my family, wherever they are. And that's a challenge for us all.
Amen. Thank you, Cliff. It is indeed. We're offering a special DVD right now. It follows Franklin Graham and his daughter Sissy as they take a 7-day tour of the Holy Land. You'll see Franklin and his daughter share from the Bible as they stand in the very places they're reading about. The DVD also features bonus material. It's our way of saying thank you for your gift of any amount to the ongoing work of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. You can give over the phone by calling 888-7-GRAHAM, 888-747-2426, or give right here at Hour of Decision Online. Just click on the Give button at the top of the page. I'm Bob Sauer, along with Cliff Barrows. Thank you for being with us for Hour of Decision Online. We'll be back with a new edition of the program on Sunday. In the meantime, Cliff, we're always just a click away here at hourofdecisiononline.org.
We are, Bob, and you can share it again. Tell your friends about it and ask them to tune in. I've done that this week several times, and it's wonderful to know that whether they're in Africa, Europe, South America, or Australia, they can listen. What a joy to be part of the fellowship online. So thank you, my friend. Be with us, and don't forget, the Hour of Decision Online. Next Sunday, a new program. This program came to you through the auspices of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Always good news.